following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06, just want to mention it again. For those of you listening in the Green Bay audience from 8:30 to 9, I did misspeak. John Vanderlice Jr. running for county board. John Vanderlice Sr. for city council lost narrowly in that race. John Jr. won. I had forgotten that it was two separate. In my zeal to criticize John Vanderlice Jr. for worrying so much about what I say about him on the radio, and apparently he felt others weren't doing enough for him either in his county board race here in the Green Bay area, Brown County, he won rather handily. But I am very frustrated when someone texts me and tells me I didn't do enough. You didn't need me. So there. On to this. We reported to you earlier, I can't remember if it was yesterday or Monday, we reported to you earlier that Wisconsin reporter Adam Tobias tried to get press credentials to get in to the white privilege conference that was going on in Madison over the weekend. And he was assured that no other media outlet would be reporting on the event after he was refused entry. We know who Wisconsin Reporter is. He had written critical pieces about the event. This is one of these white guilt things. And as you know, I believe in white privilege. I believe that it has dominated. I don't believe it's a good thing. Don't get the wrong. But I'm not one of these conservatives that deny that white privilege has happened over the decades. I believe it's on the wane, and I believe it, quite frankly, is not nearly what it once was, although certainly there's some residual white privilege in America. But it was pretty clear that this was going to brand all whites as racist, not understanding that it's just, you know, we have to understand that as whites, we get all the breaks. We just have to accept that. So Adam Tobias wanted to cover this saying, look, some public money has been used to fund this conference. The organizers denied that. It is really undeniable. So he tries to cover it because there are public dollars used. No, and we know who you are. You're not getting in, and no other media covering it anyway. Oh, yeah? Except for the progressive, uber-liberal Capital Times. They were there, as Adam reports today. The progressive Capital Times, which wrote a handful of glowing stories and editorials leading up to the four-day convention in Madison, published a piece Saturday describing how the workshops and discussions left the record crowd informed and inspired. That would seem to contradict what I was told by Stephanie Puentes, conference media representative, who offered up plenty of quotes for the Capital Times Saturday story. Puentes informed me on both Thursday and Friday I wasn't allowed access to the convention, which explores the concept that minorities don't have the same privileges as white people, because I didn't register ahead of time, even though I had attempted to do so. And he links to the evidence that he tried. I was also barred from the lobby of the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center to interview attendees. The only way I could possibly let you stay is if you had a name badge that said press on it, and I can't give you one of those if you're not registered for the conference, Puentes told me. If the Cap Times didn't sign up in advance, why were they granted permission for coverage? Phone calls and emails left Monday by the main office of the White Privilege Conference were not returned. There's a chance that Pat Schneider, author of the Cap Times story, could have registered as an individual and failed to disclose on the proper documents she was a local reporter. Couldn't confirm that. So why didn't they want, other than a sycophantic liberal media, why didn't they want that? Why were they afraid of coverage? One, they shouldn't have been able to deny it because it was a public event. Let me tell you what they are hiding. MacGyver Institute has gotten a peek behind these doors. highlights from the National White Privilege Conference in Madison. Nick Novak posts a couple of pieces, one yesterday, one today, on the types of things that were discussed at the White Privilege Conference in Madison last week. You think the first one is bad, the second one is worse, but we'll do the first one first. This was posted yesterday by the MacGyver Institute. The city of Madison hosted the 15th annual National White Privilege Conference last week at the Monona Terrace to discuss issues of white supremacy, social justice, education, and the Tea Party. The MacGyver Institute attended multiple breakout sessions and will be releasing our highlights over the next couple of days. So they snuck in. That's essentially what happened. They got in. Our first account comes from the breakout session titled Stories from the Front Lines of Education, Confessions of a White High School English Teacher. The session was facilitated by Kim Rattersma, former high school English teacher in California and Colorado. Rattersma is currently working toward her PhD in critical whiteness study. Are you serious? Critical whiteness studies at Brock University in Ontario, Canada. Rattersma argued that teachers must fight against the oppressive structure in education and society. She said anyone who's going into teaching and education must be a political figure. Listen to this. Teaching is a political act, and you can't choose to be neutral. You are either a pawn used to perpetuate a system of oppression, or you are fighting against it, Rattersma said during the session. And if you think you are neutral, you are a pawn. So if you are not actively advocating for it, actively advocating for the notion that there's just inherent racism everywhere, then you're a pawn and you're part of it. She said educators need to challenge the system. Otherwise, they are going to give in to white supremacy. Rattersma also argued the first step is realizing that all white people are carrying the signs of oppression. Now you know why they didn't want anything but a butt-kissing media in there. I think even the mainstream television stations would have been too much for them. Being a white person who does anti-racist work is like being an alcoholic. Listen, you're not going to believe this. Being a white person who does anti-racist work is like being an alcoholic. I will never be recovered by my alcoholism, I think, from it. To use the metaphor, Rattersma said, I have to every day wake up and acknowledge that I am so deeply embedded with racist thoughts and notions and actions in my body that I have to choose every day to do anti-racist work and think in an anti-racist way. She argued that until white people admit they have a problem, they will not be able to fight against white privilege. We've been raised to be good. I'm a good white person, and yet to realize I carry within me these dark, horrible thoughts and perceptions is hard to admit. And yet, like the alcoholic, what's the first step? Admitting you have a problem, she told the session attendees. Multiple educators attended the breakout session of about 50 people and seemed very interested in how to bring the details of social justice and white privilege into the classroom. One attendee, a teacher and the diversity director at his school, spoke about the activities he's implementing and said it is important for teachers and administrators to discuss social justice with their students. Rattersma echoed his sentiment. If you don't want to work for equity, get the bleep out of education, Rattersma said. If you're not serious about being an agent of change that helps stifle the oppressive systems, go find another job because you are a political figure. Again, at least some public monies were expended on this. During the session, Rattersma also discussed the problem of growing achievement gaps between white students and students of color across America, blah, blah, blah. So you can't be neutral. You're either fighting white racism or you are part of it. As I said, that's bad. The follow-up from the MacGyver Institute, who did manage to sneak in, the follow-up today, and remember, some public dollars were spent on this. Wait till you hear what they said about the Tea Party. I'll tell you in 5 minutes. It's 9:16. Plays in my heart.
The Jerry Bader Show.